How is everybody? Am I looking at a bunch of winners or a bunch of losers? High rollers or gutter punks? Well, put me in with the perpetual losers, but it's amazing. Even losers can get pretty far in life. It's not bad. So we're happy to be here. Maybe a little tense because there is something going on tonight, even in our heads. So we're gonna just relax. I think I'm gonna try to settle down a bit and just realize that no matter how poorly we played, we probably played more poorly 10 years ago on the first night. So, so far, not yet. But we'll continue with a song called "Dissident," and I'm glad we could all be here. Show us here.
Mercy.
We'll dedicate this next one to all the fake pyramids and the fake shark reefs and the fake fakes here in Las Vegas called Nothing Is a Sin.
Yeah. wish, I wish, I wish, I guess the list goes on.
This song is 10 years old. We've only played it twice. About 10 years ago, it was a little place called the Off Ramp. It was about 200 people. Actually, it's about the size of this stage. It's actually the size of that place. And it was probably bigger than I deserved a place to be playing. But I could have sworn that Stone had this same guitar problem that night. I remember this same uncomfortable pause. But you know, there's a bunch of stories we could tell tonight, so I might as well take this opportunity to tell them. I got this tape through a friend called Jack Irons, and then hey, does someone have a cigarette? And I was working midnight shifts and had a fair amount of time on my hands. Nice, right? And so I just put together some songs on a four-track, three songs before, and then sent them off. And Jeff and Stone heard them. Now, actually, what's interesting is on this tape that was just a music tape, it was Jeff and Stone and Matt Cameron on that tape as well. So. And he was in Soundgarden at the time, but Matt was there in the beginning too. And the only reason I say this, so I sent this tape got sent up there, and it had vocals, and I think there was three songs on there. It was Once Alive and Footsteps. It was three songs. It was like one prolific period of 2 hours. It's lucky that I sat down and worked on it, because it changed the next decade of and all of the rest of my life. But really, this I'm only saying all this stuff not to talk about anything except for the fact I just want to thank Stone and Jeff for realizing a great talent when they heard them.
Did he just really say that?
And rescuing me from anonymity, the one that the anonymity I so much now crave. So here's that old song that we've only played twice. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. She rolls over, pretends to sleep as he lifts her over. She lies and says she's in love with him. Can't find a better man. She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a better man. Thank you.
Thanks again, Las Vegas. We wouldn't mind attempting something that's even older than 10 years. And, you know, I was saying all that stuff before about myself, and that was a joke about the talent thing. But really, there's other people here tonight that. There's actually a large assembly of friends that came out for this thing. And I just want to say, while we're up here and we have the mic, and it's not, you know, wouldn't do it while accepting a Grammy or anything like that, but you can do it now, because it's us and it's here and it's our show. And you can thank these people. But, and they know who they are, and, people like Kelly, who, you know, we slept in his basement and he worked on it. Sacrificed a lot in his life to work for us. Kelly Curtis, he's a manager. Good, he is.
Classic.
And people early on at the record company, one who we still talk to, the only one we talk to, her name's Michelle Anthony. She's extremely, extremely special. And Michael Goldstone, who was the first one to work with us. I feel the need to say these names, but because we love you. And we've had such a life's experience, you know, seeing things that we never thought we'd see, and actually seeing a few things we never wanted to see, but. All in all, it's the most interesting life, I think, that we've ever led previous to this. But I was ending with Matt Cameron, who again was in Soundgarden and made records for 10 years and never sucked. It's been extremely important for him to be part of the group, and Mike McCready, who's been through stuff that no one would believe in order to be with us here today. And so this all leads up to the main point, and you know, when you think of 10 years, it's like, really, it's something, I guess in this day and age, it means more, but you know, the Ramones were around for 2,300 shows, I know that. And there's very few bands that are still around that are still relevant. And who knows, this might be it for us. But anyways, we'll still write music, I just mean relevant. It's self-defeating, but the real thing here is that these two guys, Jeff and Stone, have been playing music together for 17 years. And I'd like to celebrate that tonight. Opportunity to say that, and we're gonna try a song that they wrote together before even me and Mike were around. It's called Crown of Thorns. I'm
glory. So here rides a pony, my Sunday boy. I was talking to my altar. Says life is what you make it.
Oh,
by the way, speaking of people to thank, not to mention our crew has been with us for mostly all of them for the last 10 years. Also, this guy, Brennan O'Brien. He's up with Mason Records and playing tonight. I got the cape.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, Mike McCready. We're going to try this one. It's an attempt just because of the geographical location. And the only other place we tried it was in Memphis. And,
they play.
knew I'd have to sing one at some point. It's my bad too. I gotta sing. Let's see how it goes.
Oh,
tears to your phone. What the fuck is this wrong? Running to you again. Leave a message and he stop. Calling your voice one last time. Daily mind filled with scorn. I got time by you. Where'd you hit me? Where'd you hit me? We'll be right back. Keely hit the lights. Let's see who's here tonight. Called Nick that's here. He might want to hear this one, and you might too. Thanks again for coming. I can't wait for the party. Today, you know, it's something, but tomorrow's tomorrow, and it just continues, and so it goes, as Kurt Vonnegut would say. But thanks for being with us for however long of the ride, and nice to be with you here tonight. We'll be right back.
Hey, Jim.
Thanks a lot. Thanks again. Be lucky, as Roger was saying. Good luck. Goodbye.
Good night.